Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Yesterday kind of sucked when I got home. I had to go outside and assess essentially all the damage. A lot of broken tree limbs, a lot of very sad-looking bushes and trees in my backyard. A few years ago, we planted some really nice ones against our back fence to kind of help block the neighbors. You know, they're supposed to get like 15 feet tall or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And we do everything we can to make sure that those stay big and beautiful and blocking. And they were bent over like in half. And I was like, oh, come on.
Because,
you know, it takes years and years and years for them
to
get that big and beautiful. And I had gone out and strapped them up and put netting on them to make sure they didn't, you know, lean over and all that. And as soon as I saw them when I get home, and I was like, oh, crap, those are snapped in half.
Yeah.
But luckily, like you said yesterday, Katie, the tree was just, like, tired and sad.
It's droopy.
Meow.
Yeah. That's
so
crazy.
I spent a good 45 minutes to an hour yesterday going out and knocking off all the trees and, you know, moving snow around. I did such a dad move yesterday. You know, because the grass has been so dry.
Uh-huh.
We have had no moisture. So there was spots, like, in my grass that didn't have as much snow as other spots. So I went out and I shoveled some snow from those spots into the drier spots. So once it melts, it gets more water. I was like, you're welcome, grass.
You raked your snow.
I'm such a dad. I was like, this spot's going to need a little more water.
That's so funny.
The other horrible thing that happened is I came home yesterday, too, to four additional children in my house.
Well, you knew that was going to happen.
My son had a couple friends over. My daughter had a couple friends over.
Yeah.
And they had to go play in the snow. They had to go sledding, and then they all had to come back inside, and they all smelled really, really bad.
Oh, yeah.
And especially the boys, the teenage boys.
Uh-huh.
Like, you could tell as soon as you walked in the door, oh, there's boys here.
Oh, because they're, like, damp. So
it
they have
damp.
Their normal teenage boy smell, but damp.
It was damp from snow, which is gross, and damp from boy sweat, which was nasty. And then, of course, like all of them at once, we're hungry.
Oh, you got to feed them.
Oh, my God. Go home and eat. Go home. I think I even whispered that to my wife. I was like, just make them go home.
Make them go. Have snacks at your house.
But then there we were shoving corn dogs in the air fryer.
You know what, though? That's kind of refreshing that they all played outside on a snow day. They
True.
Weren't in their rooms on their tablets completely alone. Like, you know, like I like that the kids went outside and played.
Yeah, it is nice to see them good. Get out there and do that and have a good time. And so the house smelled like sweaty boys and corn dogs.
Yay. Parenthood.
So how was your afternoon? How are you feeling?
I'm okay. It's funny, just back to the tree thing. I came home and there was a big, massive tree that was bent over into like three parking spots in front of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I just immediately walked up and I was like, so glad I live in an apartment where that's not my job.
You're like, not
Someone
my problem.
Someone else is going to take care of that. I don't
problem.
Have to deal with that. So it was like that yesterday. And because of that, I just stayed inside. I mean, I've kind of got this little like cold sniffly. I don't know if it's because the weather went from 80 to 30 and now we're going to get back up to 80. And I'm very sensitive to those changes anyway. So I went home last night and I had to make myself. I know you make fun of me and say all I do is lay on the couch, but I do things. But yesterday I made myself just chill. I was like, your body needs to recover. Clearly something's happening. So I laid on my couch and watched like 8 episodes of The Circle, and I loved my life. I drank hot tea.
You really had to
I
twist your arm to
turned
do that.
The fire on.
Didn't you?
I had to. No.
Katie, you
I
just
really
need
did.
To lay down.
I did. I had
8
I,
hours today, not
I always,
6.
I always tell myself, like, when I am relaxing after work, because we all should do that, I have things I need to do. So, like, if it's 3 o'clock, I'm like, well, by 3:30, you got to do those dishes, girl. Like, that's on you.
It gives you a good 4 hours by the time you get home to lay on the couch.
No, it's not. Like, I really make myself do things. But yesterday, I had to keep reminding myself, no, you're recovering. Your body is in recovery mode. So you just lay on that couch and you drink your hot tea.
Yes.
And that's what I
did.
Did
you get something up in North Dakota, you think? A little of the North Dakota flu or some COVID on the plane on the way back?
Because that's the thing. I don't, like, necessarily feel, like, awful. It's just like all in my
stuff.
Head. It's all in my head. It's all like in the throat area and stuff.
Ooh, God. Well, I'm glad you came in.
But I know. I think it is just drastically changing weather the way it has been. I mean, it just, you know, puts me through the ringer when that happens. And the last week has been drastic for me going from North Dakota.
Yeah.
Back here.
Pressure changes.
And all of the different weather we've had in Colorado alone has
been
enough for my sinuses to be like, what is happening?
You know? Get yourself a neti pot and
Yeah, that might actually be a good idea.
Time to get a neti pot.
After the show here.
You ever watch the infomercial on the neti pot?
Where you just the stream gets me every time. I'm like, wow, it's
really.
The
look on her face as she's doing it.
Even she's surprised about that stream.
So much coming out of me right now. Well, you got a lot of show ahead of you, so suck it up, Buttercup.
We got this.
All right. If you need to lay down, go lay over there in the corner, all right?
Yeah, you know what? I may take you up on that.